Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
And thank you for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. I am your host, Jim Masters. It is 1 p.m. Eastern at the time of this broadcast on Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. We always seek out, find, and celebrate some of the most amazing people around the world who are doing incredible things to make our world and our lives happier, healthier, more productive, more fulfilling, and more efficient. And we're very excited to welcome back for part two of her radio series with us here on CUTV News Radio, Janet Stanley. And if you've not had an opportunity to learn more about her, we did a video series recently with Janet. She came to our studios. We did sit-down interviews, and clips of that are available on her website as well. And it was an honor and a pleasure to do that, as it is to welcome her to the radio side of our broadcast series. You know, each of us is a creative work, bringing to form our ideas, our way of being in the world every day. And sometimes we're not comfortable with maybe one of those pieces. It seems out of control or outside the lines, but it's essential, a very essential part of who we are becoming and where we're going. Janet Stanley is just an amazing individual. Her life has always been about exploring transformation and her living and her art and her healing work. She's an abstract expressionist painter, a transformational energy weaver, and the founder of Open Heart Healing, where she creates healing works of art and holds space for others to expand into a more radiant version of themselves. Wouldn't we all want to do that? And to be able to have the ability to use her art to sort of open our eyes and our ears and our hearts and open up a whole new window of expression for us, really, truly amazing. On last week's show, she talked about many different things, including how she first came to discover the power of energy work through her art and so much more. And this week, we're going to continue. I just want to let you know that she does have a wonderful website. You can definitely connect with her. You can see clips of the video series that we did with her on CUTV News. You can go to her website, janetstanley.ca. That's Janet Stanley, and that's Stanley with the E, JanetStanley.ca. And without further ado, let's welcome back to CUTV News Radio, Janet Stanley. Janet, always a pleasure to speak with you, and an honor to have you now with the radio side of things, too. Welcome to CUTV News Radio. I hope you're doing well today.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's really good to reconnect with you.
Absolutely. Did you have a busy and productive week? I always know that you are a very, very busy person, and you've got a lot going on and are in great demand.
You know, time just keeps flying by. It's always amazing to me how fast things go. And we're preparing for our Thanksgiving weekend. Is this weekend? We're a good month and a bit earlier than you are in the United States. So there's that feeling of gratitude and harvest in the air here. So it's a beautiful time.
That's wonderful. That's terrific, and we wish you the very best on all of that, too, and the best to you and to your family. We want to continue where we left off. Your work about transformation, I know, is a central theme for you. if you can, let's delve in a little bit deeper about all of this amazing work that you do, Janet. And as, you know, this incredible individual that you are with the work that you do, what does this look like for you now, the work about transformation and that being a central theme for you?
Sure. So it's kind of an evolving understanding for me as well. I have become kind of, you know, more and more aware that transformation is really and truly, it's about change. It's about things always shifting. And you know, looking back at how I got so immersed in transformation, I guess the seeds were in my childhood, because I'm the eldest of seven children that were all born in 8 years. So it was kind of like always a new baby coming into the family and always a new change in the family. And as the eldest, I got to really both enjoy and adapt and respond to that always. And then I ended up working in the corporate world, as we talked about before. In the corporate world, when I was in it, and I believe it still is very much about change, about takeovers and competition and responding to what the marketplace is doing. And if not taking over another company, then perhaps being taken over. All of that is very dynamic and moving. And within that, I think the theme that's been surfacing for me lately is very present, is about chaos. So I can remember that our managers would kind of joking, but not really, talk about that we needed to be able to get comfortable with chaos, and not only that, baby, basically to thrive on chaos, because that was the only thing that wasn't going to change. So what I see for people who come to me now, and in my own life still too, is the chaos that shows up to get my attention, to get the people I work with's attention, is a sign that they're ready to make some changes on some level, maybe not on all levels, but and that the chaos is a part of the process. It's a part of the birthing process, of the change process. And the other piece of it is that it's very, also very much a part of the creative process as I experience it. It seems like it's necessary to go through that place where nothing is very certain, where things are not feeling very controlled, for what needs to come forth to be able to come forth. And so I've been playing a lot with that lately, and what that looks like, and feeling into it, and having a sort of a bigger appreciation for it, I would say. Does that make
having
any sense to you?
Yeah, the bigger appreciation is a very important component. It's amazing how all of that evolves too, isn't it? It's something that, if you do things in your life and you do work that really, is of your passion and something that is really a calling for you, you do learn to have a greater appreciation, and that just continues to grow and increase, doesn't it?
It does, and I think the what's attached to that is that as I learn to appreciate that chaotic portion or process that's a part of the work that I do in the creation process, I have much less resistance to it, which makes it less painful and more enjoyable. And it's kind of like now, not all the time, but lots of the time I'll go, oh, there you are. You're showing up because that's a part of what, this is what's supposed to be happening. It doesn't feel so foreign anymore. And I think that's a good thing,
right?
Because what we resist, obviously, just pushes back at us. And so when we can accept it and maybe even welcome it, it's just easier to go through.
Now, I mentioned your website, how incredible your website is, and the video clips of what we did together in the studio are available on this site as well. You also use the words beauty and balance and peace on your website, and even have a product named Beauty, Balance, and Peace. Can you tell us more about that, Janet?
Sure. Beauty, Balance, and Peace are I'm a bit fascinated with words. So when
yeah.
I was
those are
doing
good
my,
words to pick.
Well, you know, the thing is, I did spend some time, you know, allowing those to come forth, and then over time, though, they've grown. And, you know, sometimes that happens when you stumble on something that's right. It gets better over time. And for me, it's like those words have become my muse, basically, and my kind of a mantra that I check in with for living. So they also are connected to the word weaving that I like to use about, because I feel like if I weave those three themes together, then I have a really solid ground to work from. So for me, beauty is the symbol, the word that summarizes the creative process and creativity and creation here on Earth. And when you study with the shamans, they have a saying that they call walking the beauty way, or walking with beauty. And what I take that to mean is, you know, walking softly on the earth, not leaving any traces. So a number of years ago, I was fortunate to do a 14-day canoe trip in the Yukon from Whitehorse to Dawson City with, I think actually it was 14 days and 14 women, so 14 was a big number, but you know, our guide, Lynn, was so determined and respectful and, you know, coached us that we didn't leave any trace behind. In fact, wherever we stopped to rest or sleep, we left the place better than before. So if we had arrived there and there happened to be, which there wasn't much in the Yukon, but if there happened to be any trash, we picked that up and our own, and we swept the grounds and we replaced everything so that there we would be leaving no trace. And that is part of walking the beauty way, being respectful of all of life, the earth, the plants, the trees, the stones, the people, especially the animals, and being as gentle as we can. Another expression you'll hear is being belly to belly with the mother, meaning being close to the Mother Earth and walking with respect and in harmony with all of life. So that's what beauty kind of sums up for me. And of course, it embraces artwork and making beauty. I am committed to making artworks that inspire and uplift and inform the viewer that is attracted to it. So beauty is one of the main pillars.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then balance, yeah. So balance is kind of the other side. You know, everybody's life has stuff going on, and I had some big griefs early in my life when I lost my dad when I was 15, and then my first daughter died also before she turned 4. And so I know what it's like to feel like I lose my balance, to look. Over that little edge of what no control and feeling like you have no control looks like. So balance is big for me too, and I think of it as having a solid foundation to land on and take off from. So I like to have the word balance right up front and center. It's like, you know, we talked about chaos and the importance of chaos, and chaos is just so much easier to embrace when you've got a solid foundation. And I also think of that as having some structure. So, it's important. It's an important piece, and it makes life much more peaceful. And that brings me to the third word, which is peace. So when you have beauty and balance together, the outcome is usually peace. And of course, I think that's peace is probably something everybody is aspires to. It's great to have passion and excitement and all of the really good things, you know, to want to. But it's also beautiful to have a sense of peace in your heart and be able to go through life trusting that it's a friendly universe and that life is essentially good. So
it really
that's kind
is.
Of the three. Yeah, that's
life,
the way I experience it.
Now, another thing you talk about is shape-shifting. and it seems like sort of a mysterious term. Shape-shifting almost makes you first think of weight loss. You're shifting your shape and beginning losing weight and losing
Well, that is one way that we shape-shift.
One way to...
We mold or shape our bodies through, you know, weightlifting or gym routines or running or dieting or whatever. So that is a very legitimate, on one level, we physically shape-shift.
Shape-shift.
We also shape-shift or morph or, you know, there's lots of fun words for it, but reinvent ourselves, change our what we identify with when we change jobs, when we change you know, friends, circles, when we maybe go off to university and learn about a new way of looking at the world. It happens whether we're really seeking that or not. When we grow, when we expand, transformation is full of shape-shifting and morphing. And it's a word that, you know, I just really engage with and find very, very powerful, and have always loved all of the movies and things that deal with a form of shape-shifting, which would be like the Superman and this, you know, the movies where you morph into something else, something with superpowers. And I think this is a time in the world where we're really being invited and called to embrace our own gifts, to embrace what we could even stretch into our own superpowers. And I was flying back from California the other, not too long ago, and I got to watch some back-to-back movies on the plane, and one of them was the X-Men Apocalypse, where Mystique, I don't know if you're familiar with that series, but Mystique is the blue-skinned, yellow-eyed beauty who can shape-shift into any, can look exactly like anyone. And she's leading a bit of a rescue mission, and one of the younger mutants says, well, you know, he's hesitant to help because he says, not all of us can control our superpowers. And she said something that really resonated with me. She said, so don't control them, embrace them. It's time for us all to embrace our superpowers. And I think because of the work that I'm in, that just put quite a smile on my face. And I thought, but it is true. It is time in the world for us to really discover, actively become conscious about what it is we came here to do, what our unique gifts are that nobody else can do except us, nobody can do it our way, and really commit to and make space for and allow those gifts to emerge and come forth. And that's what the work with transformation is really about, is assisting and making space and holding place for people to access their own gifts and bring them out in the best way that they can at this time. So that's how
shamanic term, isn't it?
It is a shamanic term. So in a shamanic way, you can read about and learn about how shamans, ancient indigenous medicine men and women, can actually take on the form of an animal, a jaguar or an eagle, and use that for as a way of journeying, a way of moving. And so that's one of the ways that shape-shifting is used. I'm a big fan of John Perkins' work, and he writes about his role in corporate America and how he became aware of the work that he was doing, how harmful it was, and how he shape-shifted himself into someone who's now helping to address the wrongs that have been done to other countries and to really step up. So if you ever have a chance to read any of his work, it's pretty fascinating and powerful. It's a word that I think has been associated with shamanism, but is becoming more of a mainstream kind of idea. Certainly, I feel like I didn't have that word when I was doing it, but when you move through kind of reinventing yourself through, say, social work into corporate, into art, into medicine, energy medicine studies, those are all ways of reinventing, of re-identifying, letting go of one way. And at the root of it, that kind of shape-shifting is about allowing your worldview to expand and shift. And when we change the way we see the world, we contribute to changing the world, because it's very powerful. It's very, very powerful. When we see things differently, they do shift. So it's kind of a big idea, I guess, but it's
really
fascinating.
It absolutely is. Now, your work overall is about personal transformation and expansion. But how does, and I mentioned it at the top, and we have in our videos, the incorporation of art into all of this, and the expression of art, how does being an artist fit into all of this that you do now?
Sure. That's, it's just kind of an integral part, because the creative process itself of bringing a new idea forth, a new, whether it's a painting or a piece of writing or, in your case, an interview, and making it have life and bringing it out into the world is a creative process that has movement and flow. And so it's always changing. It's transformational in its own way. We have to start by showing up at the blank canvas or the empty page or whatever. And then, I experience it as a dance that is, I show up, I make a mark, I let go of my attachment to that mark or that idea, and kind of let it have its own way a little bit, have a life of its own. I think of it as leaving space for spirit to come in and do. So one of the terms that's coming to mind right now that is certainly a part of the creative process, and I believe in a big part of a medicine path, is becoming a hollow bone or an empty vessel, or I think there's an empty reed. Any of the things that talk about emptying yourself so that you can be filled with something new allows a creative process to begin, allows for transformation, allows for reinventing and shape-shifting. So they all come down kind of the same thing. So we need to be able to inhale inspiration, to take in ideas and guidance and whatever else is showing up for us, the things that show up when we're out in the world. I think we talked when we were chatting before the interview began about the ocean. That's a huge place for me to inhale inspiration and get a sense of what might be wanting to come forth. And then we exhale our expression of it, make our mark, write down, come up with questions to ask somebody about, that kind of thing. So it's in balance of back and forth. So we're back to the word balance again. Breathe in, breathe out. Give out expression in art, in the way of art, however that shows up. For me lately, it's more in writing than in painting. But so for me, it's always shifting. And part of the journey, part of the learning and the teaching for me has been about not getting too attached to looking like any one way, and allowing it to come through in the way that it needs to.
That's really important.
Yeah.
Allowing it to come through the way it really needs to, because you can't force it. You can't necessarily. Sometimes it just has to happen on its own, right?
Yes, and it's also, I think there's a piece that's been important for me to learn about that. So I'm a big planner. I'm a Capricorn, so I have this thing where I like to make a goal and then get to it, kind of thing. So part of my teachings have been around learning that, and I mean, we hear the popular phrase, it's not the destination, it's the journey. But there's so much truth in that, because I used to feel interrupted if I made a plan and then life got in the way of it. And I've sort of come full circle around to looking back, and it's only in looking back that I got to learn about it. I couldn't see it when I was in it. That really there are no detours or interruptions. They're all part of what's coming forth. So just being, I guess, accepting, now we're back to the chaos piece, but accepting that whatever's here, it's exactly right. It's exactly what's needed to go where we're going. Eckhart Tolle always makes me laugh when he talks about you're always where you need to be. How do you know? Because you're there. It's that kind of circular acceptance that you always have everything you need and you always are exactly where you need to be to get where you're going. There's no wrong place or wrong way to do it. And that's so freeing, really. It means letting go of a lot of list planning and controls. Or if you're me, I still make the lists and I still make the plans and then I let them go. I don't get attached to them so much anymore.
So with all of this work that you're doing, what is next for you that you can see now? You're working on several different projects, I know.
Yeah, it's it's a deepening of the work, I would say. The people who are showing up now or who are being called in are shifting a little bit. It's still definitely business owners and people who run their own artistic and creative and healing work of their own. But to my surprise, and I guess it's not really a surprise when I look back, is that I am starting to work with more executives, women executives, it seems like that's where the work is heading, who are at a place, so they've come from that corporate world that I spent so much time in, 25 years in, and thought I was kind of walking away from, but am realizing that there's a circling back because there are people who are in there now who are ready for some kind of change. It may not be making a full leap from corporate into, it may or it may not, but they're just wanting to explore their own creativity and feeling like there's something more. So that's that part of my work is shifting and moving, which is a good thing. And as I say, I've been really enjoying writing more. So I feel like I've been capturing some of these ideas and bringing them together with some of the paintings and artwork and pulling together what I hope will be a bit of an ebook in the next few months. So that's a birthing process that is really finding me immersed in both the chaos and the transformation and the creative process in myself. And so I'm always living the thing that I'm helping other people do. And that's I think, the right way for me to do it, is to be immersed in it always. And then I can, what I teach, what I learn for myself, I can then capture and share. So that's a part of what's been going on. And I have some new products coming together. One of my early ones that I call Beauty Balance and Peace Chakra Mobiles was based on the work, the energy work of clearing chakras. So the mobiles are woven like dream catchers and strung together and then infused with energy that holds that energy of beauty, balance, and peace. So I've been pulling those together in a different way and finding that they're very powerful and people are being drawn to them. And lots of new products like that that hold the energy of what's emerging and what's coming. And also I've been doing a little bit of teaching, a little bit of being asked to teach some circles and things. So that's a piece that's growing as well.
Absolutely. And if folks want to learn more, they can go to your website, janetstanley.ca. That's janetstanley.ca. You can also see the video clips from the interviews we did in the television studio. You can hear these episodes, part one and two of the radio series. And Janet, it's always a pleasure to have an opportunity to connect with you and hear from you and share with you here on CUTV News and CUTV News Radio. And I hope we get a chance to do that again real soon. Our very special guest is transformational energy weaver and wonderful, brilliant artist, as well as founder of Open Heart Healing, Janet Stanley. Again, her website is janetstanley.ca. Check it out. It's rich with information, a lot of good material there. Great way to connect with her. And Janet, thanks so much for being on the show today. It's always, again, a real pleasure to connect and chat with you. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
I truly did. Thank you so much, Jim. It's always a pleasure, and I do hope we get to connect again soon.
Wish you a wonderful day, and thanking all the listeners for tuning into the show today as well. I am your host, Jim Masters. TV News, UTV News Radio. Thanks for tuning in to the show today, and we wish you a fabulous day. Take care and bye for now.